Welcome to Pakish News. Today, we're diving into Pakistan's new export strategy and its potential impact on the economy.
That's right, Host One. The government has unveiled a comprehensive plan to bolster foreign exchange reserves and stimulate economic growth.
The Ministry of Commerce announced an ambitious target, a 15% increase in export revenues over the next fiscal year, aiming for $45 billion by 2029.
This pivotal policy seeks to diversify Pakistan's export base beyond traditional textiles and enhance global market access, a significant shift.
But how will this strategy, coupled with other recent developments, specifically impact key industrial hubs like Faisalabad's textile sector?
A major factor is the Supreme Court's recent ruling mandating stricter industrial waste management. All units need effluent treatment plants within 6 months.
This will undoubtedly increase operational costs for businesses, potentially affecting their competitiveness, especially for smaller textile units in Faisalabad.
To attract foreign direct investment, the National Assembly has approved amendments to the Investment Promotion Act, streamlining processes.
These reforms aim to reduce bureaucratic hurdles and provide clearer legal protections, hoping to boost FDI by 10 to 12% over the next 2 years.
The export strategy itself rests on three pillars: product diversification, market access enhancement, and addressing supply-side constraints like energy shortages.
Pakistan's economy has long relied heavily on textiles, making this diversification crucial for long-term stability and reducing dependency on external borrowing.
Indeed, these are significant steps for Pakistan's economic future. We'll continue to monitor their implementation and impact here at Pakish News.